Whatever the boys say, lessons from the late Parshas Vayakal and Pekudei. This will be our unofficial last hurrah before the Zman is over. But of course, Amir Tashem, Abalein, Latova, we will continue lessons from the Lev. Anybody that's staying during Ben Hazman, Amir Tashem, will do that. Tonight's topic is how to prepare yourself to succeed during Ben Hazman. Don't shut off the recording if you're not from, you know, Lev Torah and Shana Aleph. It applies to everybody. It'll be a message to everyone because the key is to sacrifice. In this week's parasha, we learn about the final inauguration of the Mishkan. The Torah tells us in Parshas Pekudei, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimor b'yom haChodesh Arishon be'echad l'Chodesh takim es haMishkan ma'ol moed." The Ohel Moed was inaugurated on the first of the month. Of the first month of the year, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, of course. Question is asked by the Midrash Rabbah so beautifully, why this date? Because we actually know that on the 25th of Kislev, which would later correspond to a very special day, the Mishkan was actually finished to be completed. Why did God delay the Mishkan inauguration for many months until the first of Nisan? Says the Midrash Rabbah, it's because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the birth date of Yitzchak Avinu, and therefore he wanted to delay it till then. Very difficult Midrash Rabbah. Rav Yisrael Salant wrote a sefer called, a very important sefer called the Ber Yosef. In the Ber Yosef, he writes the following reason. I want to dedicate this shiur for the reason that I found in the name of Rabbi Joshua Hoffman, a friend of mine who unfortunately is critically ill in the hospital. He's a Talmud of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He was someone who I learned together with and had the schus of hearing many divrei Torah. He loved being able to give a vort. And he has on his, if you just write in Google, net vort, he has beautiful divrei Torah. You can get it sent to you every single week. So this is from many, many years ago. But Rabbi Hoffman shares this beautiful Rabbi Yisrael Salant idea. And he says that the reason why the nation needed to wait after the completion of the Mishkan was because the Mishkan was, we know, an atonement for the Chet Egal. Now this is, of course, a famous machlokes that's discussed. Ein mukta mukha la Torah, Chet Egel was in last week's parasha, but the Mishkan was right, Shuma Saba. Not for now, but I'm sure you know the Torah on that. Comes along the Ber Yosef from Yisrael Salant, and he says, so, okay, Yeshkoyech, we know that. And that was because B'nai Yisrael calculated in an incorrect way 40 days and 40 nights, and they didn't have any patience. And they didn't wait long enough. And Nebuch, what happened in last week's parasha. They thought Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Satan, v'chula, v'chula. Now, first of all, which we'll share a little bit later in the broadcast, they were being punished. They found the Mishkan was finished, inauguration about to happen, and it was delayed. Because you didn't have patience, now I'm going to show you what it is to have patience. And in fact, that's very interesting because that's the midah of Yitzchak Avinu. We know that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, according to Kabbalah, have an important lesson, character trait that we learn from them. When we daven every single day, three times a day, we say, okay, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to remind us of their midos, the midos of Chesed, the midah of Emes, is Yaakov, Chesed as Avram, and of course Yitzchak is Gvura. Gvura doesn't only mean being strong. It means being persistent, persevering. We read this, if I'm not mistaken, a month ago, when we spoke about Yitzchak Avinu. But it's also about patience. It's about being to be able to hold. One of the great midas of Gvura is that when a person is angry, for example, they have the Gvura not to let the anger show. Right? I'm sure we've all been in that situation where somebody blows up in anger, and everybody's basically just laughing at the guy. Like, he looks like an idiot. And he can say whatever he wants. Everybody's just laughing at it. And here, B'nai Yisrael were not patient. Gvura is about being patient. But that's not the lesson only. We'll come back to that lesson. Yitzchak has to do with something else. Gevura, strength. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says that the Gevura that was exhibited by Yitzhak Avinu is the ability to persevere in the face of adversity. And this is really the midah when we talk about Yitzhak Avinu. This is a midah that we have to work on so, so well. To persevere in the face of adversity and a failure. To get up when you've fallen down. And that's something that's very important. Rav Aaron shares that one of the things that Yitzhak Avinu does in Parshas Toldos is that he keeps filling up the wells that his father Avram dug for people to be able to drink. And it says that the Plishtim would see him and they would dig up the well and do it again. After a while, it's like, enough already. Just you got to give up. And he wouldn't give up until he got to a deal with the Plishtim. And the idea was, says the Rabbeinu Bachaya, was in order to teach Torah to people. It was a gathering place because people needed water and he would go there, hey, my name's Isaac, how you doing? Can I teach you about God? I got some pamphlets, you want them? And want to make a bracha? So he continued in his father's way because he was persistent. He failed, got up again. He failed, he got up again. And he was persistent and he won. And that's something that unfortunately didn't happen when it came to the Midah, when it came to Bnei Yisrael and the Chet HaEgel. But another idea that the same Rav Yisrael Salant says, which I think makes the most sense, as far as, and I think both of these will be our lessons today, but is the idea of who Yitzhak Avinu was. If we think about what the Mishkan signified, in fact the Rambam says this in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the point of the Mishkan was one thing, korbanot, sacrifices, right? I don't like the word sacrifice. Parshas Vayikra, coming up in a few weeks, maybe you'll be around, maybe you won't. But in Parshas Vayikra, I hate the word Vayikra. I'm not the one who said I hate it. Rav Hirsch writes that the word Korban comes from the word Karev, to come close to. It's not a sacrifice. We're sacrificing ourselves. Well, but the truth is that, as beautiful as that is, and I've said this in previous Divrei Torah that I've given in Lessons of Levi, I even believe, it's actually a little bit true. Because when we give a Korban, we're supposed to believe, hey, that's supposed to be me. I did something wrong. I deserve to die for that, but that's my korban instead. In fact, the idea of fasting on Yom Kippur, now that we can't bring korbanos, is partly about fasting is giving of ourselves a little bit, right? I don't know how much weight you lose, but you lose a little bit of weight. Most of us don't lose any weight because we eat like such chazers before and chazers after. It all equals you use your 2,000 calories of that day with 16,000 calories before and 25,000 calories after. It doesn't work. But the idea is you give over a little bit. In fact, we say that in the davening about the fact that we're korban laHashem a little bit. That's what we do when we fast. We give over, give some of our fat to Hashem, if you will. And that was Yitzhak Avinu, because Yitzhak was the only one who ever actually had to sacrifice himself. We know the story. Yitzhak was not a young person, as it seems. The pictures maybe that you've seen of the Akedas Yitzhak, you see Avram, this big giant, this big vugra, and you see this little Isaac, little kid. How old could he have been? How old is he?
30.
Right. He was an old man. Not an old man, but you know, it's not old. Huh? But in his 30s. So he explained and understood what it was to have actual gvura. Because he, on the altar, okay, tachlis, Baruch Hashem, he didn't have to, but he got up there. He said to his father, Dad, I know how hard it is for you. Don't worry about it. I'll get up on the wall. You don't have to throw me up. I'll do it. Right, so everybody says it. That's why it was called the Kedas Yitzchak, not Kedas Avram. Yes, it was really hard for Avram. There's no question about it. But it was difficult for Yitzchak because he's the one actually had the willingness to actually do it. And that's the concept over here. The concept is this concept of making sacrifices, of persevering, of falling and getting up again, of being patient. And I think that is an integral lesson. But one final idea before we get to a little of our, we can call it Musar. And that's a beautiful idea that was brought by Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, the famous Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, wrote a sefer called Ner LaMaor. So he gives a very interesting idea. And he says the reason why they waited so long till they dedicated the Mishkan is because he was the one, as we learned in Rav Salant, who was a sacrifice to Hashem. And that's what the Mishkan is all about bringing korbanot. Says Rav Neria that Shlomo HaMelech, I think it's a beautiful point, dedicated the Beis HaMikdash in Tishrei. So the vort doesn't work out. The Mishkan, okay, Yishkoyach. So what happened? He said that makes sense. Why? Because when it came to the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't need this lesson anymore. The main purpose, as we said, was, yes, Korbanot, but they could learn that from who, interestingly enough? Avram Avinu, who is born in Tishrei. They needed to wait because of, as we said before, like Rabbi Yisrael Salant, that patience that they didn't have. Neria says they didn't need that once the time the Beis HaMikdash came around. They can be Avram Jews. So what does this teach us? Whether or not you are getting on a plane, which right now, as we stand at 50 respondents, 67% of the student body is going to America. It's a pretty large percentage. I don't know what will happen when most of the guys actually answer. But let's say half the guys usually go. So we'll start with you, America/Canada/England. So your first day of challenge is the day you land. The day you land, you will have something called minyan. And your first minyan will come to you. Either it will come to you in the form of your 6 a.m. landing, and now you have to figure out where you're going to daven, if you can hop a minyan. Or it will be a mincha ma'ariv. And it's going to be an awkward situation, because you're going to get home, and your mom and dad are going to kiss you and hug you and show you the pictures and show you the dog and show you the new paintings and show you they made your room into a weight room, and you're going to get upset and the whole thing. Okay, fine. And then you're going to have a challenge. It's a little bit embarrassing to say to your own parents, do you mind? I want to go to shul now. Right? Now, for some of them, it will be the biggest nachas in the world, maybe, and they'll start crying. My son wants to go to shul. Or for some of them, it'll be like, now? This? They go, no, I got to go. Gevura is about doing things that are uncomfortable, sacrificing, doing things that are difficult. Because you know what? If you don't do it that day, the next day is going to become much more difficult. And the next day, when you get a call from your ex-girlfriend, who now heard that you're so stark, and she wants to be stark with you, and she wants to go to the movies, and you say, no, I'm from, I only go to PG-13 movies, and she says, no, let's see a G movie, and you say, whatever, fine. And then you realize the showing of the movie at the same time as Mincha Ma'ariv. So you can either plan your day and say, well, I'll daven Mincha early in that weird place that they daven. I heard there's a, you know, you go online and you start becoming the biggest expert in your community of where there's an office minion at 1 o'clock. And you know there's a late Ma'ariv at 10:30. Or you say, it's Mincha Ma'ariv. No, I'll daven B'yechidus. It's okay. At least B'yechidus. You have to sacrifice sometimes, even for your girlfriend, and say, I'm sorry. I can't do it. But the lesson also becomes, if you fall, and you will fall, excuse me for being so blunt, you will fall. You will miss a minyan. You will have a conflict. And some of it will be a fair conflict. Some of it will be not sure what to do. That's the time maybe you WhatsApp your favorite Rebbe in the yeshiva. And you say, what do I do? My grandparents are having a suda and this and that. Okay. Not the end of the world. We have to do this. You know, I joke sometimes that when I was in the business world and I traveled, so I was, Baruch Hashem, had a great track record for finding minyanim in very strange places, except for when I went to Jordan. But in Switzerland, and I went to Rio de Janeiro, and Baruch Hashem. And now when I travel for the yeshiva, I find that a lot of the flights are like in the middle of minyan time, and I'm missing more minyanim in the yeshiva world. It's kind of a weird thing. But you'll fall. But the question is, are you going to be like Yitzchak Gevura and get up again? And are you going to be patient? Because a lot of things are going to happen at that Shabbos table the first week. Oh, God. Right? They're going to ask you a lot of questions. They're going to ask you, why are you wearing that? Why you do that? Why did you decide to wear a suit now? What are you wearing those little fringes for? What are you doing? What are you talking about? Shana Bet? What is Shana Bet? Whatever it is. And you have to be patient. And it's hard to be patient with your parents. It's like almost like, it's not natural. You have to be patient, like Yitzchak Avinu. And even if you're not, Baruch Hashem, you're staying here in the Holy Land of Israel, so there's going to be Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, March 28th. Very good, guys. Which is corresponds to? Sorry, you don't know the next one. You know the date of Jesus, but you don't know the date of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Aleph Nisan. Thank you, Nafi. And you have a challenge. It's done. You don't have to be guilty anymore. You have to, nobody's watching you anymore. Nobody's going to be here. So you go to davening. It's Rosh Chodesh! The first day of Zman is Rosh Chodesh. So the Zman's over, now the first day of vacation is Rosh Chodesh. There's a Hallel, and there's a Musaf, and there's a Kriyas HaTorah. What do you say? I'm going to be strong. I'm going to sacrifice. It's not easy. Maybe it's going to be raining outside. Baruch Shalom wants me to sleep when it's raining. Or do you say, no, stop it, Yitzhak. I'm going to go. And then you're going to have friends. And the friends are going to say, you know what? We're going on a trip. Let's go on a trip. Are you going to be the, quote unquote, very much so, the loser who says, guys, we should go on this trip, but when are we, how are we going to chap a mincha? We're in the land of Israel. You know how many times mincha is everywhere, mincha. Right? I have this Nebuch story I shouldn't even tell. But the great Zuchus, my son, since he's 13 years old, he's now 16, he's never missed a minyan except once. And the one time he missed a minyan was for a heter reason. He was throwing up in the middle of the highway somewhere, and we couldn't make mincha. So he pulled over in a gas station, Zuchus Chanukah, wasn't working out, and he felt horrible. And I said to him, Yaakov, what are you going to do? I mean, this is the way it is. I said, but just getting close to Shkiel, let's daven mincha. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try to help him. I, of course, cared, of course, about minyan, but to try to chop a few Jews, it wasn't working. Nobody really cared. They're like, mincha, mincha, from people. No. So we start davening Shmoneh Esrei in the middle of nowhere I don't even know where it was, on Route 6 somewhere. I promise you this is true. We're in the middle of our Shmoneh Esrei, and a van pulls up. I kid you not, of 7 Hasidim. And they come out, no, mincha, 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 you know, trying to get people together, and we would have been 9, and there was another guy, and happened to be my neighbor, pulls in, and it turned out, so my son said, what? Come on, like, you know, if we just would have waited, you know, who knew? Every day, daven after Shkia, they didn't care. But the point is that we work our schedule around persevering, and it's hard sometimes, and my wife has to make a sacrifice, but this is our thing. We try to make minyanim. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but even when he fell, he didn't say, okay, that's it, I'm done with minyan. I had that streak, it was cool to put on Facebook, and now I'm done, I don't have to do it anymore. Yitzhak Avinu teaches us this lesson of Gvura. You know what? There was Chet Eikel. I can't imagine what it was. You know, imagine that, obviously it's not the way life goes, right? But the Parsha after, the week after, you know, the way we look at Parshas. Last week, Chet Eikel. This week they're like, oh, and finally they bring the Mishkan. They're like so excited. The Mishkan, hey, hey. And they're like, whoa, no Mishkan, whoa. They see the building. This Bezalel guy is the coolest guy in the world. But I heard there's going to be Kruvim in an hour and 8. No, you got to wait a few months. And they wait and they're patient. They just fell, but they say, we're going to get up again. This is what life is about. So it doesn't have to be about your ben azmanim, which maybe a lot of people listening to don't have the schus of having a ben azmanim. But maybe it's for them, it's going to be Pesach break. And maybe for them, it's going to be about, you know, Pesach itself and how their Pesach looks and what goes on at the table. And do they make some sacrifices in order to make it something super special? So they maybe spend a little bit more money so their wives can actually be at the Seder and not fall asleep. Whatever it might be. But on a personal level, we have to be Yitzhak Avinu. We have to have Gvura. We have to have this strong tendency to persevere even when people tell you no. It's not going to work. You're not going to be able to do it. You laugh at them. Look what Yitzhak did. What a great example. The Plishtim are like, yeah, okay, fine. Go ahead, undig that well. And they dig it up again. Imagine a guy having to do this. And he won in the end. Yitzhak Avinu teaches us perseverance. He teaches us patience. He teaches us that this is who we have to be. And Amir Tzashem should all get the amazing bracha that we should have gevura we should sacrifice a little bit for the sake of Avodas Hashem, even when it's uncomfortable. That's what sacrifice is all about. And be able to come out of this year, this Ben Azmanim, I mean, in a way where you're going to be Nachas Ruach to not only yourself, feel good about yourself, Nachas Ruach to your Rabbeim, to the Rabbeinu Shalom, because you've done the right thing, and it was hard. The only way you can make it in life is you sweat a little bit. We don't live in a generation where people want to sweat anymore. Sweat a little bit. It's not easy. Fine, great. You're uncomfortable? Be uncomfortable. Good. Learn a little Torah this vacation, this break. It's not easy. I thought it was so easy because I was spoon-fed my shirim. Good. Let it be hard. I don't care. That's good. That's what Hashem wants of you. Learn the lessons of Yitzhak Avinu.